Parker, is everybody here in attendance?
You guys should put your microphones in front of your face.
Yes, Lenny. Everybody's here in attendance.
Rachel's here, too.
Yeah. Fix your microphones.
Back up
in
off,
Joe. World at a time.
You know what, Jim? Can you just cut this right now? Listen, I have a problem, guys. Home tech. When you sit there and you call Leonard Alba over to your group after you just got wiped off the field by third and schlong in your quote-unquote rivalry game, they didn't even show up for, and you claim to him that B's brother is going to show up and play for your team, and we pub the shit out of it, and then you proceed to go out there.
I heard there was even a hug about this, too. They even hugged it out.
You proceed to go out there, get smashed again, 44-18, and you couldn't even let him onto the field for one play? That kid showed up at 9:30 in the morning.
9:33.
Oh, I'm sorry, my bad. 9:30 in the morning, and you know what he was doing? He was figuring out plays. He probably did more work for your team figuring out plays than you've done your entire existence. He was ready for that game. And all you did was just leave him off to the sidelines and make him feel bad about himself. B's brother's a league icon. You can't treat him like that.
Biggest icon.
You guys are nobodies. We didn't know who you were before, and now I don't think we ever need to know who you are again.
Nope.
Fix this. I don't know how, but fix it.
Mm-hmm. Start with an apology letter?
Go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry.
Some people sit around and they talk about a co-ed football league. They talk about people like B's brother or the Ocho. Sometimes they're talking about someone whose last name is with a K. And that's okay. But this is their show. Put together for you. Going around the room, we've got Joe K.
Yep.
Emily.
Nope.
She's on assignment. A couple of special guests today. We'll be talking about them coming up shortly. And the captain of your ship.
What it be?
On the couch today, we have, in no special or particular order, Rachel in the corner, Val on the side, and some other girl.
Aww. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's go.
September 23rd, 2017, 9:33 a.m. It was about 85 degrees. Wind was about 10 to 15 knots coming from the north and northwest. Why do I remember this moment in time? Well, he came down from the heavens. Actually, one of our guests picked him up with Travis. Didn't pull a Sherry and drive right by. No.
No.
They knew it was a special day, as did I, as did, oh, I don't know, the 750 strong TSL universe. B's brother was coming to play football. And we were assured, as Joe K just told you, I thought we pinky swore, I thought we hit a bond. We almost did blood brothers, but we didn't go that far. They gave me their word that he would play quarterback. They moved the game to 1 o'clock. So he shows up, he has his headphones. I think we tried to get him cleats.
We did.
Don't know if that worked. We did have cleats.
We did have cleats.
So 1 o'clock comes and 1 o'clock goes. The only thing that probably stopped this miscarriage of justice was the fact that my team played at the same time. Because if we didn't, I probably would have called the police, maybe the FBI, I don't know. And we would have done something to stop this miscarriage of justice. And then all of a sudden, boom, no B's brother. He sits there and he does nothing. Matter of fact, he called me at like 11 o'clock on freaking Friday night. And he says, Lenny, right now, me, TeslaPuck69, are sitting playing Madden, running plays, getting ready for this game.
He said that in the car on the way there. He said he had plays drawn up all week. He was working on plays.
They were playing Madden.
Well,
and he even stopped his fight with TeslaPunk69. They put their feud to the side just so he would help him run plays. And then he shows up. Do you think Home Tech would apologize? No. Do you think they felt sorry for what they did? No. They just looked at us and said, well, the game got a little out of hand.
Even more reason to put him in.
Even more reason to put him in. I think it was 48-14, unless you're dyslexic. 48-18, something like that. We'll never know. We'll find out at 1 o'clock.
Never know. I think we'll figure out the score.
So I guess, it came and it went. Welcome. Hello.
Yeah.
Welcome to Ladies Night. We've had a bunch of males guests today. We've got Charlie's Angels here. They're all brunettes.
The all brunette version of Charlie's Angels.
That's okay. We'd like to welcome. She is quickly becoming the first lady of football. She is back, and currently, as I look at the gigantic cup above DJ Tommy's head, if memory serves me right, she is right now number 2 in the top 5 rankings. Val, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Obviously sad.
Well, yeah.
Hurt, distraught.
Everyone's a little upset on this Monday.
A lot upset.
Lenny, I do hear that there might be a tie for first, and she might be one of those. She might be moving up the ranks pretty
quickly.
Has she
moved up the rankings? Well, it is the 5-star cup, so I mean, if you say she's number 1, then
I mean,
that's okay.
Field reports do not lie.
And the many, 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 many pictures we might have saw on the Facebook. Our second guest was here once before, and she did a very good job. We apologize for censoring about half her answers. We had a long talk about this. She's ready to answer all the questions, or the questions we're going to ask, and we're going to ask a lot.
Yes.
Or we're going to totally fool her and ask none. We haven't decided which way we're going yet. Molly Morgan, welcome back.
Thank you.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too, Lenny.
And sitting really wave. In the I love corner. It. I told you we had Charlie's Angels. We actually don't have 3 people here today. We have 4. She played on the D6 McKenzie agency.
Come on.
She is now playing for the Shredders, I believe.
Yes.
So you're on Shredders roster.
Yes.
And you're subbing for Tommy Hughes.
Yes.
Okay, and you're on the sub list, I'm assuming, Universal?
Yeah.
Okay, because if not, that would be a legal
yes,
thing, and we'd
funny.
Have to suspend you 3 games. Actually, that would actually kind of be funny, because we could suspend Parker, but not Rachel.
You could.
That would be amazing. Please.
Let me know how that
In fact,
works
I think
out.
I know. I think I know what we have to do now.
I'm thinking what you're thinking. So, Stop. Some say she's Rachel, some say she's Parker, but to us, well, at least for 5 minutes, she's going to be Rachel
Parker.
Right
now, there's a smile.
Rachel, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Distraught and sad.
Still sad.
Still?
Still sad. Still sad.
And welcome, Rachel, down to the studio for the first time on the main stage.
Wait till you meet Parker. It's going to be awesome.
No, it
no.
won't.
No, it was awesome. We had a lot of conversations.
You have to fix the drywall.
Oh my God, she had so many emotional issues we were working through on Saturday. It was awesome. It was awesome. So, Rachel, and I'm assuming I'm talking to Rachel, let's start with you. How did you find
long.
Our league, and how did you find our universe? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm born and raised in Hamburg, so it's probably like 10, 15 minutes from here. I actually found the league through Sam Thompson and her now husband, because I play softball with them. And so they had asked me to fill in on Why So Serious, and I played 1 or 2 years with them, and then it wasn't that fun anymore. So I took a year off, and then I came back because Brent asked me to play on McKenzie.
Isn't he the best?
He's my favorite.
Maybe, except for Daryl Carr, the best smile in the league, bar none.
Oh my gosh, by far.
By far. And you said you took off? Like, football wasn't fun? Like, was it because of them?
It just wasn't fun, yeah.
Okay, so Prim didn't screw up Why So Serious too?
No.
Okay, so this was more
I didn't know him then, thank
okay.
God.
So we're on Why So Serious, and you take some time off, and then you come back.
Yes.
And now you're on the McKenzie agency.
Yes.
And that's when you meet Brent and Ferger.
Well, I knew Brent from Geico, because I worked with him at Geico.
Is he as awesome as he sounds?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yes?
You've met him, you know that.
Yeah, but we gotta go. I'm, does Parker know him or Rachel? Like, I'm just...
Both of them know him.
Okay. Does Parker like Brent?
Yes.
No, she doesn't like anybody.
Yes,
no.
She does.
Parker is not a fan of anybody.
How do you
living.
Know? You
because
okay?
I've met them both.
Here comes Parker. She likes
See, here she goes. Lenny, continue quick.
So now you're on McKenzie agency, and that's
yes.
that's when you kind of now you're known, because nobody really knew you before.
No,
now people are, because to me you were the girl that once said, and I quote, "I'm going to throat punch you, Topper."
Yes,
and then I was like, I need to meet this girl. And I'm assuming yes. now in hindsight that was probably Parker, not Rachel.
May have been both. I'm not
okay.
sure
why. As a matter of fact, okay, you remember that day on the Telegram?
Yes.
Like, who is this girl? I need to talk to
yes.
her now.
Anybody who says I'm going to throw punch Topper is a friend of mine, Lenny Alba.
Mine as well. Yeah. So. Now you're on McKenzie and things are good. You meet Carrie with a K.
Yes.
You meet Ferger. You meet the crew. Everybody's happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you meet Prim.
Dun, dun, dun.
Just. So what was your first reaction?
Damn it.
What was your second reaction?
The fuck?
If I recall, we played Tommy Hughes Experience. What was that, our last game, Jokey?
No, there was a few more games left in the season.
Was it?
Yep.
It was towards the end of the season. And Prim had made a comment at me mid-game. And I don't know if Joe remembers this. Tommy Hughes remembers this. But I full-out swung at Prim in the middle of the game.
Well, Parker did.
Throat?
Fist and all.
Yeah.
Did you connect?
Into his side, yes.
Mm-hmm. And how did he react?
He walked away.
Good. Good on him.
Wow. How'd that make you feel?
Great.
So now you get in a fight. Now, have you been now asked to leave?
No.
No. If they asked him to leave.
No. I said I didn't want to play if he was playing because I didn't want any more... I didn't want any arguments with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to have fun.
Really? No.
And how did Brent react to this?
Brent was a little sad.
Okay. Did somebody step in at this point? Because now I'm assuming we have a soap opera.
Ferger and Brent tried to step in to get me from leaving. I said, you know, I'm just going to play fall with Tom Hughes' experience.
Okay. So this happened last season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Was there a meeting? Like, if it was me, I would have gone to Friendly's for, like, Hot Fudge Sundays.
I wish.
No. Was that their mistake? They didn't take you for ice cream?
Yeah, for sure. I definitely would have stayed.
Speaking of ice cream, Molly Morgan, so you're going to go out for ice cream with somebody, like, after a softball game. Like, what kind of ice cream are you getting?
Chocolate with rainbow sprinkles.
It's okay. Can you fist bump her?
Yeah. Okay.
Fist bump her.
Good answer. Okay, so now you've made the decision.
That was right.
And you've jumped on to Tommy Hughes' experience. Now, Mackenzie Agency, are they upset about this?
Yeah, you probably get a text from Ferger, whom I love, probably like once a week after the game, we miss you. I was like, I miss you guys too. I just can't play with Prim because I don't want to embarrass him on the field.
And you played them this week.
Yeah.
And that did Rachel Parker play in the game?
I don't know which one was there.
What did you play in the game, or did any of your personalities play in the game?
Yes, I was there.
Okay.
I didn't know which one it was.
Oh, you scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah.
Then again, everybody scores a touchdown on Mackenzie Agency right now.
Yeah, you did.
How did they react to this then? Like, was it like bittersweet?
Prim wasn't there. He was too scared.
Yeah, oh. He was not there.
Now,
he showed up for the first game.
All right, well, let's ask the question then. Do you think he left because of you?
I don't know why he left, and honestly, I don't really care. I'm just glad he did.
So, like, if he was here right now, what would you tell him?
I think he knows what I would tell him. I don't like him. I don't care for him as a person. I think he's super shady, and I think he's super douchey. Sorry, I'm not sorry.
What?
What?
What? Wait, what does that mean?
What does what mean? Which part?
You're sorry or you're not sorry?
She's sorry that she's not sorry.
Then she's sorry.
So you're not sorry at all? Wow.
No, I'm not.
So how do you think that makes Brent and Ferger feel inside?
They know how I feel about them. They get it.
Molly Margaret, how does that make you feel inside?
I actually don't know Prim, so I don't think I can weigh on this very well.
Well, you play on Salino Sewer Rats, don't you?
No.
No.
No, I play on tight ends now. Yeah, I did.
But you played against Mackenzie Agency, did you not?
Yeah, for like one season, for like one session.
Well, you had to see the Mackenzie Agency after a game, didn't you? Like maybe your games were parallel or one
was
before.
Yeah, but I still have no idea who Prim is.
If he was standing next to you, you wouldn't know, huh?
No, yeah, I'd have no idea.
Do you know who Ferger is?
Yes.
Do you know who Brent is?
Yes.
But you don't know who Prim is?
Yes. I don't know why I don't know who he is.
Yeah, I don't either. Like, can somebody help me?
Do you have a picture? Anybody have a picture?
No, hold on.
Val does somewhere.
Okay, can you stall for a minute?
Stalling. What do you want me to stall?
Talk to her about something.
Yes. Okay, never mind. Just kidding. I know who he is.
So wait.
Crushed it.
See, the problem is now I have to stall for time as Lindy draws a picture of Prim, but
no,
the problem is
it.
That you know who it is now, so I don't really know how this is going to end. Lindy, you're doing a great job over there. When did you get those new crayons?
New crayons.
Ooh, what color are you using?
No, he's using ink.
That's
great. All right.
I don't know. I got it, though.
Yeah, that's exactly what he looks like.
Crushed it.
That's exactly
nailed it. That's going to be in the art show.
Do you know that guy?
Yes, I do.
And ladies and gentlemen, I know we're going long, but so I came up with an idea. As many of you know, I have a talent for drawing. I don't know if you guys know this or not.
It's more of a gift.
I have artwork, really. And what I was thinking of doing was, and I guess all the proceeds would go to charity, I was thinking of running the Albright Knox Art Gallery and having actually a picture show, and I was going to put all my pictures in frames and I was going to sell them, and whatever we could get we would give to charity. So
this would be the best thing.
I guess this could be one of them.
You should do this at football.
Yeah, you should just hang it up around the road.
Have you ever seen any of my pictures?
No.
Get on the interwebs, girls. Come on.
My pictures are good. Like, I know, honestly, I've been drawing for, I don't know, I'm 44, so I probably 29, 30 years I've been drawing, probably. I don't say I would professional, but I say I'm pretty darn close, wouldn't you?
Oh, easily.
Do we have one of the coasters?
We do. It's under my beer.
Oh, yeah. That one.
Yeah, there's one of my pictures.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, so you can't even make that shit up.
Look at he's got everyone right.
Ramir.
Totally lifelike.
I mean, you tell me.
So
it's spot on. I mean, you have everyone
it's great.
Drawn.
I love it.
They're showing you a picture of, like, the TSL coaster. If you were at the banquet on December 9th, 2016, you would have saw coasters with pictures on them. I drew the pictures. Val, what are you thinking over there?
I've seen them.
Yeah?
Everybody knows them.
Number one fan.
How things going over Racks and Sacks? So you guys are now what, 1-1-1?
Yep.
You had a big win over New Gods.
Yeah.
How's it feel? Like, you know, a lot of people, and I'm sure your boyfriend would tell you, you know, they were questioning, are you guys D1 worthy? And you know what? You tied Public Enemy. You lost against Mark A. Mayers, but that was week one, and you got a big win now. So you guys have arrived.
Yeah, we're getting it. We have a lot of guys that have never played in the league, so they're just trying to figure out the whole co-ed touch football game versus the actual.
How nice is that Franco back?
It's nice. He's a nice guy. He's I've never played on a team with him. I like having him.
I don't know if the joke I told you, I don't know if you guys know Franco or not, but sometimes his wife give him, bust his chops a little bit about going to football and not being at home. So I came up with this idea with Topper. What we're going to do is we're going to take Franco to the Boulevard Mall, maybe in a week or two, and we're all going to wear like 5 or 6 different shirts, and we're going to pretend, like take selfies waving, like that he's at the mall not playing football, and we're just going to send him to his wife every Saturday morning. So I said, if we do this for 5 or 6 weeks, he's good till the rest of the
season.
Sorry,
we're at Fashion Bug.
Yeah. Exactly. So, welcome back, Franco. Franco used to play gym class all-stars with your good buddy, Jay-Z.
Yep.
Who had a very interesting Saturday. But we can't talk about
Travis's
that.
Buddy.
Yeah, well. Yes, but we're not allowed to talk about that.
Love conquers all. We'll just leave it there.
Well, we're 16 minutes in. Let's talk about some games for a minute before we get back to some of our other questions. DJ Jim, if you will, let's cue that music.
With your 10 o'clock games, we've got Racks and Sacks with 38 new gods with 33 on the board. Winners, 32, Angry Buffalo, 28. Cobblestone put up 22 in a hard-fought battle, one time too many. Phil with 18 and Uncle Rico's Time Travelers, 48 on the board. Ace with 42. Those are your 10 o'clock games.
Well, Val, we're going to start with you. Racks and Sacks, 38. New gods, 33. What happened?
It was a good game. They were missing... John Allen wasn't there. I guess his baby was sick. So that hurt him a little. But we actually just started clicking. Like, we are drawing up better plays now. We're not trying to go deep all the time. Although, we did have a couple deep balls that worked really well.
I saw.
He's using the girl. He's using Taylor and I. And I guess, like, last week they were saying he used Chelsea a lot more. So he's... Radon's getting better with using the girls.
He's a darn good football player.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, both sides of the ball. I mean, people are like, yeah, he's got a rocket arm, but yeah, you ever see him cover people? My God.
Yeah.
The kid can run.
Yeah, he's... I mean, we have a very athletic team this year.
Nothing wrong with
that. They're all... and they're all coming into their own understanding the game. But, I mean, Ricky played well. Well, he had a couple...
He had like 3 picks,
questionable,
didn't he?
Yeah. Well, one, he tried to throw it to the one girl on his team, and then Travis was covering her, so that...
Can I stop you right there? What's so important?
Yep.
And Molly Morgan, are you talking to Parker or Rachel right now?
It's Rachel. Rachel.
And usually when two girls are whispering, it's about a boy. What are we talking about? What's going
on?
Come on, what's his name?
No, if you're going to pass notes in class, it's about to be...
We weren't passing notes.
It better not be Roger. I can totally see you talking about something named Roger.
No.
Wasn't Roger? What was his name?
No. Steve.
Was it Steven or Stefan?
She's making
Stefan.
It up.
Steve.
Was it seriously Steve?
No. She's not going to tell you.
Fine. Congratulations to Topper, who actually had a very good day Saturday. And,
not
Cobblestone.
Cobblestone.
Well, no, but yes, he did. See, so Topper felt really bad for Daryl, who was 0-2 and didn't think he was going to make the playoffs. So the rumor is that Topper just let them win.
The playoffs in that division.
No, there's like 10 or 12 teams.
No,
isn't
there's
there?
Eight. Well, everybody's making it.
Is there?
Yeah.
Do we have the divisions?
Yeah.
Topper let them
it.
Win.
He's in that division.
The best was watching that game and watching Daryl make these throws and watching his receivers jump like 57 feet in the air and make these like super Gumby catches, and then me scream, way to make an awesome play, Daryl, that was 100% you and 0% catch. And then this poor person's like pulling stones out of their head, and they're literally looking, going, what is your problem?
Oh, no, you didn't.
Congratulations to Witters. I guess the new thing now is, and congratulations to a lot of TSLs out there, the Maddie Ice was their quarterback, and they beat the Big Bad Wolf Angry Buffalo 32-28 in a shocker.
Yeah.
So, because of our good friend Joe Kay, we came up with an idea. Well, Joe Kay came up with an idea, and he said, hey,
I don't remember this.
A lot of times we have universal subs, and they only play wide receiver cornerback. Well, what happens if they play quarterback? Like, give these teams a shot that don't have quarterback. Witter had that, whatever his name is,
right.
Whose name I forget, couldn't play quarterback. And so they decided to get Matty Ice. And Matty Ice came, and it was 32-20. I talked to a couple other players. They said it was nice running an offense that worked for once. They scored 32 points, and things were good. They beat the best team in D2.
Yeah.
I love it.
You're harsh.
You're not nice.
I'm not doing anything. What are you looking at?
Uncle Rico's 48, Ace 42. Poor Ronnie K won his first game. He has now lost 2 in a row. We expect some kind of complaint letter coming to the TSL office within the next 48 hours. Let's go to 11 o'clock games.
Please feel free to give us a call, 627-TOPP. Let us know what you thought about these past week's games. with your 11 o'clock games right here. Gray & Associates, 27. Blitzkrieg with 21. Bullet Club, 35. Primetime Players, 26. Shredders put up 50 points on the board. Indecent Exposure with 26. And Hope and Ruin travels down the path with 48. Madison Lees falls with 42. Those are the 11 o'clock games.
Joe K., what do you say?
Actually, I'm going to ask you. You watched most of the game. How did it look?
Freaking two words for you.
Bearded Lou.
Freaking Lou.
Bearded Lou.
Oh, my God.
He looks like a different person.
Comes he's out of great. Nowhere. You would have thought with the beard he would have gained like 15 pounds and he'd be a lot slower. No. He's like a step and a half faster. He was uncomfortable.
The best part is he thinks he isn't. So
you
like,
start calling him Lou Griffin.
No, I'm going to call him Bearded Lou because that's working better for me.
It was awesome. They couldn't cover Lou.
Yeah, they couldn't cover a lot of people.
They were shocked. You know what I didn't get, though? And no offense to Primetime Players because they're a very good team. I noticed two things. One, the quarterback's about a click and a half behind, which cost them because he was making some slow throws.
Yeah, they said they just got him for the season and he's still learning the game. So.
And the other thing I could notice is I found myself talking to Katie Salisbury on the sidelines a lot. Yeah. And when you have a girl who's probably the best girl in D3, arguably maybe top 15 in the whole entire league, and I'm talking to her during a game, something's wrong.
She was barely the fourth best girl in the game.
Well, but they didn't use her was my point. Like, I didn't get it. I wanted to see Katie Salisbury go heads up with JJ and just have at it.
When you've got Katie, you don't not use her.
Yeah, and they didn't.
That's a weapon, right?
Yeah, and then she stuck talking to me. I mean, it's not always as bad that she's got benched and she's not playing. Now she's talking to me all Saturday. By the way, we got to get on a podcast. We've been talking. We're kind of simpatico.
Pork chop. Let's do it.
I think Pork Chop and I could have some interesting conversations.
I mean, the game was fun because everybody's actually having a good time instead of worrying about who's going to show up.
Two
who's
very
not
nice
showing
teams.
It up.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. For
and
sure.
We talked. Your ladies had a good game. Everybody gave 110%.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was happy.
No fights.
None.
So I see the Shredders team had 50 and a decent exposure at 26. So Parker, if you get off your phone for 1 second, tell me about what you thought about the game. How'd it go?
I think it went great. There was a different quarterback that I can't remember his name, and I apologize.
Was it Steven?
No.
Roger?
Stefan.
No, he was super nice.
Dwight?
How nice. But we definitely utilized the girls a lot more than we have in the past. And I think all of the girls had the touchdowns, to be honest with you.
Really? Did you score two?
Yes, one if not two. And I had a sack.
Really?
Yes.
So you had a sack and a touchdown in both games you played?
Yeah.
Wow. What do you think of their uniforms? You know, one of the things I've said is I think they have some of the top uniforms in the league. They're purple again.
Yeah.
Though I got them a little mad. Like, I looked at it and I said, like, who's that guy in your jersey? Like, I didn't know. That's, I guess,
you're
the Shredder guy.
Me. You don't even know who the Shredder is?
No. I called him Splinter or something, and they're like, what the? I've never seen Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in my
real.
Life. It is real.
No.
Anthony does those. Sam's husband.
It was they were nice jerseys.
I get if you don't understand like how the internet works and like some advanced vehicles, but like the Ninja Turtles kind of your wheelhouse.
No.
You were like 42 when that came out. You should know that.
42.
Your words are hurtful.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes they do. I'm really fired up about Home Tech still.
I'm fired up about them, too.
Not as much as me, apparently.
We should go to their house after this.
I don't know where they live, because I don't care about them.
Hold on, record, man. Let me think about this right quick. Let me get back to you on that for a second.
You know, it was funny. We talked about going to somebody's house. I was talking to somebody on Saturday. Like, you know how I said, like, one of my goals in life before I die in my bucket list? Yeah. And some guy wanted to say something to a girl, and I said, we're going to hop in my truck right now. We will go to get a boombox and a trench coat, and we're doing this.
A trench coat?
Have you ever seen the movie Say Anything?
What is it?
No.
Okay, the most romantic movie in the history of the world. A woman, it's indefensible.
Yes,
no woman can say no to that. If a man does that to you, Parker, you're toast. You're toast. You're done. Because it's a say anything moment.
How do you know that?
Because I know, because I watched The Mentalist.
All right.
Would it be?
Oh, yeah, Lenny, we were talking about that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Parker, okay, I'll talk to Rachel. Rachel, if a guy does that to you, you are so done. You are making out with him on your patio.
What?
He's probably getting to at least second base.
No, I do not.
I guarantee minimum second base. Minimum second base.
What?
Minimum second base. Yes.
No.
Minimum.
I don't think so.
What?
We're going to put it to the test.
Okay.
Fine. You'd be surprised what rain, a trench coat, and Peter Gabriel will do to a woman.
All right, bring it on.
You'd be surprised what it does to me.
I know. If only I could find somebody to do the Say Anything moment at Parker's house. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get in a trench coat, hop in my Tahoe with Joe K and the rest of the crew, and go to Parker's house to get to second base with her, you can call 627-TOP, set up a time. The next time it rains, we'll grab you. We'll go to her house and see if this works.
I'll give you her address. Again.
You can also tweet us at Topper Sports LLC. You can like our Facebook page.
Just post it on Craigslist. A bunch of people will show up.
Don't post that on Craigslist. I have a child. Don't do that.
Not every day.
Okay, the next time it rains, get a babysitter.
In fact, one of the other guys can just watch the kid. Never mind.
Stop it. Stop it right now.
Yes, Parker.
You know, it was funny talking about kids and watching kids. And the question came up, what kind of babysitter would Bee's brother be?
Yeah, but who's watching Bee's brother?
Well, what if we had somebody to watch Bee's brother?
Then he'd be a great one.
Like, let's say you went on a date with this guy after he pulled that moment.
Actually, I think he watched DJ Tommy's Daughters one time for like maybe 5 minutes.
There was super
that wasn't, well, that was an upgrade in parenting anyway.
And he was wearing a lobster outfit in his defense. They thought he was a character.
He's a character.
Minimum second base.
I love you, Jeff. Oh, minimum.
Hope and Ruin beat Madison Lees.
No.
Yeah, Madison Lees is no longer undefeated. Hope and Ruin.
Yeah, not good.
No? Did you play on Madison Lees?
Yeah, I'm on Madison Lees.
Why didn't you tell? You got to speak up, woman. What happened?
You're supposed to know these things.
No, he doesn't know everybody that's on it.
I don't.
There's zero way.
Everybody thinks they do and they get mad at me when I don't.
I know. I'm just kidding.
What happened?
We had a bad, like, part of the first half.
Quarterback or the receivers?
No, I think everyone just, like, kind of wasn't, like, there, really, in the beginning.
They were there or they weren't
there? They were not there.
So you had people playing short?
No, we just, like, we had
mentally, they weren't there.
Yes, mentally, we were not there.
Could you?
Yes, thank you. Thanks, Val. Yeah, it just, like, I think, like, obviously the score was close, but, yeah, it just... We weren't there in the beginning, and we started connecting towards the end. And, like, Travis was blaming it all on himself in the beginning, which I don't think was fair.
Oh, my God, that is so awesome when Travis gets all down on himself and blames himself.
No, but,
I love when that happens.
I thought he was doing a good job, and he has been doing a good job. He was just like, it's my fault, it's my fault. Yeah, exactly. And it's a team sport. Like, it's not one person's fault. So, but Hope and Ruin is a good team. They have a lot of tall guys, fast guys, and they can catch. So
tall guys.
Can I ask you a question, Molly Morgan?
Yeah.
So I'm assuming when Travis goes into, let's call it, like, sad Travis mode.
Yeah.
You and the rest of your female teammates try to, like, pick him up and be nice to him.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try something different next time. Next time this happens, why don't you tell him, yes, Travis, I do believe it's your fault, and let's see what happens. And when you do, can you call us over with the microphone?
All right.
Val is, like, literally looking at me going, let's do this.
Val, do you have a guess on what would happen in that scenario?
No, he would just get more sad.
Yeah, he would.
He, like, wouldn't defend himself.
No, he gets so sad.
We got to run a social experiment and see if we can do this. Who's in?
They play Ace next week.
Yeah. I'm not letting him get sad in that game. No,
okay, here's what I'm thinking. Okay, we're going to grab a guy. We're going to take him over to Parker's house. We're going to do the Say Anything moment. When we're done, we're going to grab Madison Lee's. We're going to throw them into my truck. We're going to go over to Travis's house, and we're going to test this social experiment.
Mommy, he hit me.
What?
Exactly. Let's try some 12 o'clock
games.
With your 12 o'clock games, tight ends in motion, 27 the replacements, with 6, marketing mayor 61 points, while Chad Stoff put up 21. HK4, 19, the Bams with 6. All We Do Is Quinn, 28, Shake and Bake Stampede with 25. And Madison Lee is in their second game of the day right there, 35. On the board while the pass list, Japs toss in 14. Those are your 12 o'clock games.
Well, let's start at the beginning. You know, we are mad at Home Tech. If it wasn't for Home Tech pulling the blunder that they pulled, the team that we'd be really mad at right now is the replacements. How do you lose it to a team that has topper quarterback?
Excuse me, I play on tight ends.
Well, we're going to get to you right now, and I will ask you flat out, how do you win with topper quarterback?
Honestly, it was a shit show in the beginning.
Obviously.
Yes. And actually, it started going really well after a first, like, couple of plays, and everyone, like, started getting used to top right quarterback, and we just figured it out.
What was it like throwing routes more than 10 yards? Sorry, Alex.
Yeah, I don't really like Alex's quarterback, so it was kind of nice to have Topper as quarterback.
Let's talk about that. So, was the playbook being expanded a little bit?
Yeah, I think,
the triangle?
Your team.
Yes, we did. We did a lot of the triangle.
Tim Dunn.
Did he write plays in the sand like he does with the sticks and the stones?
No, he uses the girl's chest.
No.
No, Topper doesn't.
Yeah, no, but...
Restraining orders?
I feel like Topper trusts me more than Alex does. And I get it. Like, I don't really know Alex that well.
Can I ask you a question flat out?
Yeah.
If Alex was here right now, what would you tell him?
She'd apologize.
No. Our team blows!
What was the second thing you would tell him?
No, I think that I would say that, like, I would want him to trust me with the ball more because we have Amy. I don't know if you know who Amy is. Tall.
You're the redhead?
Yeah.
Oh, she's good.
Yeah, she is very good.
Very good. Very quiet, good.
She is. She's very quiet and she's good. And she's been playing with him for a long time, but mm-hmm. I feel like he trusts her more than me, which is understandable. They've been playing together, but, like, I can catch, so, like, throw me the ball.
How awesome is it playing with Tiger? Tiger's awesome.
Oh, I love Tiger.
He is so nice.
He's so nice.
It's so fast and so good.
And he's always so into it.
Yep.
And, like,
positive attitude.
Yeah.
Got a smile. Not Brent-esque, but pretty darn close. No, like, yeah. His smile is probably in the top five. Oh, yeah.
He'd be a great catch
always
for any woman.
Always in a good mood. Yeah. Yeah, he's
damn good. It. We're really putting zingers out there today.
I know.
You wanted, did it, not me.
You wanted Fightsy Joe K, so no. Here you go.
So Topper opens up the playbook and says, let's have at it. And you guys are just, like, making it rain out there then,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, like, well, like I said, the first couple of plays were, like, pretty shitty. But after Topper, after that, yeah, after that, it, like, everyone was catching what they needed to catch, and it was going really well, so.
And, you know, Jeremy Burr, a friend of mine, loved him to death, very competitive. Like, Burr had to be going insane because he gets mad when he loses. It was like Burr going ape shit.
Who was that?
He's brown hair, kind of muscular guy, he's one of the better receivers. There's Doug, who's a little shorter than him, and then Burr. He's like, okay. He's their guy.
Okay, I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
good
were,
guy. He's just
they
very
were all getting pretty mad. The quarterback was getting really
he
mad.
He is so hot and cold. I call him Roller Coaster.
He was getting really,
yep.
Really pissed
when
off.
When he's hot, but when he's cold, he is frigid.
Was Jay there?
No, it's their other quarterback.
Yeah,
Cookie Monster was there in week one, and they won a game big time.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I don't know if many people know J Money Cook. Believe it or not, you know the reason that everybody is sitting in this room right now is because of J Money Cook?
Absolutely.
J Money Cook was the guy that brought Five Star and Topper Sports League together.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Did not know that.
Yeah, J Money Cook.
He's a nice guy.
Very nice guy. Marky Mayers beat Chad Stuff. Great. Everybody beat Chad Stuff. Bloomfield wasn't there, but Montesani showed up, and those 21 points were probably scored by him. The Bams 19-6 losers. Well, that kind of sucks. Shake and Bake always loses. They did again. Madison Lee's. I'm assuming that Travis pulled out of his funk.
I guess.
He wasn't emotionally distraught anymore.
I obviously wasn't there for that game because I had to play for tight ends.
Vale, did you see the game?
But I don't know.
I was taking pictures.
At 12 o'clock, I think. I was probably walking with B's brother in his headphones talking about zone defenses and some things he can anticipate reading at that point in the game.
Wait, you can read?
I did see some.
No, the defense.
Passless Chaps has a really good girl on their team who made a lot of good catches.
Yes.
But obviously they just couldn't score. So.
Boo on them.
Yeah, they went to Brittany a lot. Like, she's been having a big season.
Oh, my God,
season.
Yeah, she was killing it. She
Brittany
actually
Clark?
Left.
Yeah, Brittany Clark's been having a great
listen to this. She
season.
Left. She plays for Blitzkrieg, and they were playing at 11 when Madison Lees was playing
at
11. And she left that game, Blitzkrieg game, to come play for Madison Lees because her quarterback wasn't throwing to her. So she was like, fuck that.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
The quarterback on Blitzkrieg?
Yeah, wasn't throwing to her. So she was like, fuck this. I'm going to go play
Should
for
we send him a letter?
Ooh.
So she's not playing with Hope and Ruin at all then? Was that experiment over?
Yeah, I think she's not. She's a universal sub, so she can end up on different teams. But yeah, maybe she said that that's enough. Okay,
yeah.
Female question. So let's just say out of the blue, you're having a sandwich with somebody on a Saturday, and the guy looks at you and asks you an F, marry, kill. Well, we all know the unwritten rule, right? You've got to answer that question,
you have to
right?
Answer it.
Have to answer. So I was speaking to a certain young lady on Hope and Ruin in week number two, and I gave her an F, marry, kill. And what do you think she did?
No comment.
No answer.
Who was this? They're out of the league, right?
She plays on Hope and Ruin. That's all I'll say.
Suspended?
I looked at her, and I mean, every time
is
I saw Home Tech Saturday,
nice?
I was screaming boo. But when I wasn't booing Home Tech, because they were at their table, and I was like, boo, I looked at her, and then I walked by and booed her, too.
An extra boo.
She didn't
you're
seem
booing an
right.
Extremely nice person?
Yeah, she's actually, if I said her name, you'd think she's pretty nice. She's very nice, but she got booed.
Oh, I think I know.
I know who it is who booed.
You have to answer. F, Mary kill. No ifs, ands, or buts
tisk,
about
tisk.
It.
Rules are rules, man.
Uh-huh. Those are the rules. 1 o'clock.
And right before those 1 o'clock games, a brief announcement for you all.
We'll return after these messages.
This is the Topper's Water Slide Taste Test.
All right, man, you got this.
Fire in the hole! Woo!
Oh, no! Oh.
How's it taste?
It's still delicious!
Put your hunger to the test with a large one-topping pizza and a triple order of Topper Sticks, all made with real Wisconsin cheese for just $15. Topper's Pizza, delivering the goods.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis noble in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outraged fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing in them, to die, to sleep no more, and by a sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand nature's shocks that flesh to hair to tis a consummation devoutly to be wished, to die, to sleep purchased to dream, there's the rub, for in that sleep of death, what dreams may come, when we have suffered out this mortal coil, must give us pause, there's the respect that makes calamity of so long life.
Coming back out, we've got those 1 o'clock games here for you right now. Eyes Downtown with 32, Public Enemy with 13, Ryan Puckett, Memorial All-Stars, 38 on the board, Saturday's Up for the Girls with 31, no punt intended, 30 AARP with 26, UFO 34, the McKenzie Agency with 6, and then the BAMs 22, followed by 3rd and Schlong with 16. Those are your 1 o'clock games.
After reading that, how is Bee's brother single? He's an artiste.
He's just waiting for the one, man.
Yeah. Well, I got to watch a half before I almost blacked out. Eyes Downtown crushed Public Soap Opera. I'm going to change their name to Public Soap Opera now.
Public Emily.
32-13. That game was about as bad as you would expect. Ryan Puckett Memorial All-Stars are in D4. They were in D5. They destroyed D5, and now they're in D4, and they're destroying D4.
This was Cupcake?
That was the old Cupcake, yeah, who used to be the old GoFundMe yourself.
Got it.
And they're really good. Saturdays Are for the Girls lost again. Jay-Z won his first two games, and now he just keeps losing and losing and losing and losing.
They won later.
He won at the bar?
No, he lost a lot.
Oh, no, he won. He was the big winner.
Yeah. If it was The Price is Right, like, he was the Showcase Showdown winner. But we can't talk about that. Poor ARP, back to the losing ways. They lost again, 30-26. UFO was pretty much been a terrible team for the last two or three seasons. We had really nice Mark Scadley was with us last week. We proposed the idea that they could win two games and end up 3-1. Well, guess what? They won two games and ended up 3-1. Oh, and look who they beat.
The McKenzie.
They beat the McKenzie Agency, 34-6. McKenzie Agency's offense looks like it's midseason form. Do you think Parker or Rachel? I don't know who I'm talking to right now. do you think you leaving is causing that much of a disaster? Or?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with them. I know from group text they've had a little scuffle on and off the field. Like, everybody's not on the same page, not seeing eye to eye.
How many people were on that text chain?
I like that they kept you around, like, just in case you want to come back to all this drama.
Can you get us on that text chain?
I mean, I can talk to Ferger.
It's okay. Can you imagine if we were incognito?
I mean, we're pretty...
We need to get on this text chain.
Is Carrie still on it?
Tommy's just giving us the thumbs up. We are now going to be on the text chain.
Hold on, Tommy, which, of course, Tommy's here because we have three women on the show. But haven't seen him in months. Tommy, I'm just wondering where the glitter on your face came from. Just shining.
He knows about it. I did tell him before the show. I said, hey, you have some glitter on your face, and I tried getting it off.
Arts and crafts, obviously.
You tried getting them off?
Yeah. No.
He was probably doing homework.
Not like that, okay.
He was doing homework.
I didn't put words into your mouth.
I tried getting the glitter off his face for him.
How?
He was doing homework.
Stop it, okay.
All right, don't blame me.
I know where you live.
What is that supposed to mean?
That's Parker threatening me.
Wow.
I know.
You were so right.
Just remember this when I'm on Unsolved Mysteries.
I didn't think Saturday.
Nobody will find you.
He kept telling me,
like,
and
you
now
end up on that show.
This is it.
That would make it unsolved.
This is what you were talking about?
Yeah. Just fucking ruthless.
Why are you so mean sometimes, Parker?
Because the world is a terrible place, and you need to be tough.
But yeah, here comes Parker. She's coming for you now.
Oh, man, we can make t-shirts. Like,
Rachel, I want to know, though. Rachel, take us through a normal day. So, what time do you wake up in the morning?
5 o'clock.
Okay, you wake up at 5. Now, do you start as Rachel or do you start as Parker?
Do you wake up and play video games?
No.
Stop it, Jim. Stop ruining it. Let go. Go, Lenny.
No, I know. I'm just saying. I'm sorry.
You know, you start up as Rachel?
No, I said Parker.
Okay, so it takes you a little while to wake up.
I'm not a morning person.
No. So what do you have for breakfast?
Depends on the day. Usually some egg whites.
Okay.
English muffins, some bacon.
Okay, but when do we get to see Rachel?
You've seen her.
No, we're talking about normal day now. Normal day.
Normal day?
Normal day.
It's got to be after the bacon.
Is it around 11 o'clock? 12 o'clock?
No, it's probably around like 9, 10 o'clock.
Okay, and how long does she get to stay?
She's there for the day. Unless somebody pisses me off.
Which, by the time she gets to work.
By the time I get to work, I deal with a lot of crap people, so it probably doesn't last long.
And then how long does this last?
Parker?
Yeah.
Depends on the amount of annoyance.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Do you have a job where you're on the phone a lot?
Yes.
Oh, snap. That's not good. Oh, no. And that's when Parker comes out, and then things get bad. Or does Rachel take it during the phone because Parker can't get mad because she's on the phone, and then she takes it out on her team in a text chain?
Yes.
Not necessarily on my team in a text chain, but more like my coworkers sitting a foot away from me.
So, like, when you're in a relationship, that poor bastard's screwed.
I mean,
does he get it then, the brunt of it?
No.
No.
I don't bring work home with me.
No.
No.
Are you sure? Don't we all kind of?
I try not to because my job's awful.
What do you do?
I work at Geico.
What do you shake your head no for? All I used to do was bring home work.
Yeah.
The position I'm in an upper level claims position, so okay. I'm dealing with a lot of people who don't think they're at fault, or people who are injured, or people who don't want to answer their phone and give me a recorded statement as far as what happened in the accident.
So
you're telling people, hey, you don't have coverage for this. Your policy canceled.
And you're the person that's got to break the news to them. Because that actually just happened to me. Matter of fact, today, a tree fell on my office. And it crashed on my roof.
By the way, he's not making
it up. I
deal
just with auto, though.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, I was telling Vale. I said, I've talked to three attorneys today. I've threatened two lawsuits. And I've talked to three different claims adjusters.
You guys just redid that place, too, didn't you?
Yes. But it was fun. But I didn't think I yelled at anybody. Maybe I should call Parker.
You don't yell.
No. I do this thing, like my best friend tells me. I do this thing where you want me to yell. But it's even worse because, like, I almost like make you feel guilty. Mm-hmm. Like, I learned that like way long ago, like in junior executive training. Like Dad used to scream and yell, ran and rave. Yeah, but then I learned there was a better way to do it. Yeah, my dad just screamed, yelled, ran and raved. He was old school Italian, man. Chased around with a baseball bat.
Did it work for him?
Well, it didn't work for me. My brother, it did. My brother would do whatever he said. But it used to be funny because, like, on jobs when my dad used to scream at me, I would just slow down. My brother would work 50 times faster. I would just say, "Screw you," and I'd stop. So it didn't work.
Man, we're too alike.
I know. The Bams beat third. That sucks. King Keller wins 32-8.
You just felt bad an hour ago that the Bams lost again, and now they win, and you're like, well, that sucks.
Well, because Third and Schlong lost. I like when Third and Schlong wins.
They won the one game they wanted to win.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, set your calendars on 10-2. We are going to have the White Assassin, Katie Keller, in studio with B's brother.
What?
It's going to be awesome.
You do that when I'm not here?
Yeah, it's going to be.
They're calling in.
I think we're going to do some things. We might have some musical things. They're going to be reading some PSAs.
Jesus,
we got some cool things set up. I still maintain we're going to have a love connection. Katie Keller doesn't think so, but I think there's something there. I see chemistry between B's brother. Usually when I see people, I notice chemistry. Parker, you know. When I see people,
I
see people and I say, this person has chemistry with this person. Sometimes they don't believe themselves, but eventually they'll come around. And I see chemistry between Katie Keller and B's brother.
The fucking puppeteer.
Who does Joe K have chemistry with?
Tommy.
Everyone.
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 Mainly Gordon.
I mean, in the nicest
Definitely
way
Gordon.
Possible.
Mainly Gordon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not when we went to Cleveland.
What? Well, no, he just does that.
Like, I'm just saying.
That's a Gordon move, is to
what
get
happened?
Mad at him.
I agree.
I don't want to bring it up on air because I'll get him mad at me again for him being mad.
Half the league's mad at us already.
Oh, by the way, were there any good side bets this past week?
Actually, Topper and Gordon finally made their own side bets after I yelled at them, and Topper went 0 for 5, so he was Gordon. So, which is, historically, Topper's been pretty good at this, but Gordon beat him on every bet they made. So.
Oh, snap.
Ouch.
Is Gordon going to have Topper get B's brother a car?
No, but Gordon was actually the one who was going to donate his spikes to B's brother for the game he didn't get to play.
That's pretty cool, actually.
So
that is really cool. But B's brother Elias never got to use them.
It's a shame, man.
Which is going to beg the next question. I mean, literally, we should. I wish we had a number for Home Tech. We call him right now. Is B's brother going to play Saturday?
He
probably
should.
Not after this fiasco.
Well, he's on the roster,
doesn't he?
Wait, you didn't just kick Home Tech out of the league?
No, I told Topper we should.
I feel like they broke one of your prime directives there.
They really did. I told Topper, let's just kick them out. Or there was a thought we were going to make them Cookie Monster and Elmo for the rest of the season, so we're discussing.
You
can't kick them
out. Buy as many Muppet costumes as you can, and they have to be all of them.
Oh, my God. That would be awesome.
You should have made them do it that day when it was 90 degrees out.
We need Mr. Snuffleupagus. He was underrated.
Of course he was.
Big Bird. Let's try some 2 o'clock games.
2 o'clock games. We've got XTC 26, the Bombers with 23, A&A 52, Mickey Rats 21, Saturdays Are for the Girls with 54, 3rd and Schlong 22, Santa's Secret Sauce 46, Collegiate Solar 14. Those are your 1,400 games.
There is some good news and there's some bad news. The good news, the prophet, the most honorable Dave Alter showed up yet again, and the Secret Santa's Secret Sauce scores 46 points. Yay them.
Oh.
The bad news is Girl on Crack was not in the Collegiate Solar lineup.
Was
I have
there,
never met
on
Girl
crack?
On Crack. I
what?
So want to meet her.
What? You weren't there for that?
Either. Never met her. No, no I've never met
like
her.
I feel like I know who you're talking about because she plays in the softball league.
You know Girl on Crack?
I feel someone? Like... What does she look
she's
like?
She's
short,
blonde
on crack.
Have we you know seen her at any of our
not
softball?
Carrie, not Carrie. Tommy got nervous.
Not Carrie, it's not Carrie, for sure.
Carrie with
a
crack.
Any of our softball games?
No. She's
she
not a part
in
of
that league, though.
I have no idea what she does in her free time
like...
besides crack.
Carrie.
Probably. I still
you would know.
I'm
going to
throw this out here one
that it's
more
meth,
time.
But...
If you see Girl on Crack and you are playing football Saturday, half the league has my phone number anyways. If you don't, just yell, scream, kick your heels 3 times. I don't care what it takes. I need to meet this woman.
The only time I saw her is when she played against the experience list.
If I don't meet her soon, I'm going to go nuts because I've got like 50 questions for her.
You might have filled in for that game. It was the girl was being super weird and like didn't know if she was on this plane of existence.
She was
doing like shadow
last season.
She was doing like shadow karate. She started spinning around like an airplane. It was
getting really mad when somebody told her how to play like defense on her team.
I filled in for you last season.
Yeah. That's why you were like, this team's way better. Let me leave my other team that I hate.
Oh my God, you know what happened right there, don't you?
Yeah.
That's why she forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Parker probably subbed and Rachel didn't.
Ah, fuck.
Blacking out over there.
The butterfly effect.
For the first time in history, Topper.
What's up, Hank?
Topper played quarterback for XTC and won. Now, there's a funny side story on this one.
Did
so,
he play quarterback for everyone?
Well,
he
is a universal sub quarterback. So there's a funny story. So Glowacki played quarterback for XTC. He really was meh. And
he got hurt.
The rumor was that he quit them two weeks before the season ended, or it was about to begin. So Tommy Hughes, I run into, and he goes, "Oh, you're going to hear a funny one." Glowacki, I guess, pregame walks up to Tommy Hughes, and he says, "Hey, man, you know, sorry, whatever." And Hughes is like, "You know, f you," because you know Tommy Hughes. Before he says hello, he says, "Go f yourself."
This is the award winning.
Yes, and he says something like, "Well, you know, it was the defense, and it just wasn't working." So Tommy Hughes, I think, was going to play quarterback, and because he's so fired up, grabs Topper just standing there and says, "You're playing quarterback." Topper goes out there, and they beat them. Glowacki, I don't even think finished the game. I think somebody played quarterback for him. Did he get hurt or something?
He got hurt, yeah.
Yeah. It was funny because, I don't know, was it you joking or somebody said, if you would have guessed who threw the third most touchdowns in the game, and the answer was Glowacki?
I didn't say that part. Yeah, I was still shocked that Topper was playing well.
Yep. So then,
he
poor...
played defense, too.
It was really cool. And then, so now Tommy Hughes, who thinks he's a quarterback, decides that Mickey Rats needed a quarterback, and now every other sub-quarterback has won today. So Tommy Hughes is like, oh, I'm going to play quarterback for Mickey Rats. We're going to beat A&A.
Winning.
And they got smoked. 52-21.
He didn't claim to be that he was going to go out there and stomp everybody, for the record.
Yeah, he did.
No.
Told me, he goes, wait till you see me, because he was all mad he didn't play quarterback for a public soap opera.
Public Emily?
And, no, we're public soap opera now. And he said, I'm going to play quarterback for Mickey Rats, so I'm going to make it rain. Well, they didn't make it rain.
So are they just going to force you to release Emily in the middle of the season then? Because this was your idea and nobody else likes it now?
Well, it's not just Emily. Emily's had some drops. She's still playing great on defense. Okay. She's not our biggest problem. Like, trust me, I've been there.
What's your
not-
biggest problem, Len?
That's another story for another day. It's not her. Trust me, we got bigger problems.
Lenny,
than
F. Mary Kill, Paul Baccio Osika, go.
That might be the best F. Mary Kill ever. I like my team. I just think
you
right
have
now,
to answer the F. Mary Kill. Leonard.
You can if it's males.
Yes,
I will only
what?
Answer if it's females. I'll answer it every. I had one Saturday. I got an F. Mary Kill and I answered it.
Yeah, I know.
If you get an F. Mary Kill, you have to answer it.
I forgot the males was the part of it.
Molly's calling one. Molly just called one for you, Len.
Yeah,
you
okay.
Got to use your mouth, though. You can't use your
you
fingers.
You just pointed at four
me,
people.
Me, Val, and Rachel.
Oh, that's easy.
Oh, that's Rachel.
Okay, now I'm going to ask the first question. Is it you, Val, and Rachel, or you, Val, and Parker?
You got to do both.
No,
you got to do both.
No, Rachel Parker. Rachel Parker, the whole name.
Yeah, you get the good with
yeah, but
the
which?
Bad,
okay, so I get all the personalities.
You get all of it. You get all of it.
Well, she gets
and
all the...
Yeah.
Technically, she'd get all the Lenny Elbows that are in there, so that makes sense.
Oh, that is so tough.
Bullshit.
I don't know. Okay, so I have to assume all the personalities.
Yes.
Okay, so we know that one side of her is crazy, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You pissed me off to that
yes.
point. Yeah, I'm not going to lie about
lucky
it.
Lucky for us, I dig crazy, so that's good. Okay.
She'll spit out all of her beer.
Oh, wow. This is tough. Oh, boy. Sorry to stall because I didn't expect this one. Okay.
Do we have the Jeopardy music?
I think you...
Damn it.
You F Val.
Put it on the list.
Because I think one night, that would be awfully fun. But any more than one night, I don't know if it would work.
Would it be a whole night? Would it take all night?
Yes.
Oh, who do I marry and who do I kill? No, I'm sorry, but I honestly, if you're going to marry somebody, they got to be fucking crazy. So I'm marrying Parker, and I'm killing Molly Morgan. I hope that answered your question.
I'll still drive you home. That's okay.
Somewhere, some way, Travis is super mad. He doesn't know why, though.
I answered the damn question. You got to answer it.
Great job. You did a great job.
At the end of the day,
Third and Schlong lost to Saturdays for the girls, so they went 0-2 after they had the greatest game ever. And that's all we got at 2 o'clock, so let's go to 3.
3 o'clock games! Gryffindor continues down the path of immortalization. 42-15 for Sticky Bandits. Ryan Puckett Memorial All-Stars, 44. Home Tech with 18. UFO with 19. The Tammies, 13. The Tommy Hughes Experience, 45 points. The McKenzie Agency with 36. And Come From Behind came from the front with 12. Passless Chaps with 6. That's the end of your day.
Joe K., Tommy Hughes Experience. What happened?
I don't know. We just got drunk and beat up on a bad team. What do you want from me?
How they score 36?
That score has an asterisk next to it.
Yeah, though. That's true, actually.
That is, yes.
Because
yes. That's valid.
We were up, I want to say it was 22 to 14. Yeah. They just scored to make it 14, and they were going for the conversion, but we weren't trying to score, so I go to Travis. Travis, what's the score? And he's like, oh, Mikey W's got it. So then Gordon, because he's, you know, extremely loud, Mikey, what's the score? Mikey goes, I don't have it. Travis has it. So nobody's been keeping score the entire time. So we call a timeout, and the two teams so the refs go converge to figure out what happened, and instead the teams got together, because it was everybody, you know, we're all friends with these guys, it was great. You know, Dave was playing for them, Dave Walter, it was a good time. So we just figure out what the score is, and we tell them what the score is, and Travis was like, yeah, that's actually what we had too, which I don't think that's what
it was.
That
was the best part.
I don't think they actually had it. I think we figured it out.
I think they just went with it, which was fine. So it was like I said, it was 22 to 14 and whatever, and then we just kept playing. We kept scoring. I don't know. We were having fun with it. We actually had Easton play receiver because he was a very, very good athlete, and then he got a little fat, so that he thinks he's terrible at life. So Hearn and Gordon made a bet that he would have no more than 3 receptions for 26 yards, and he must have scored like 2 or 3 long touchdowns. Oh no, he wouldn't score the touchdown though because he's a quarterback and he's smart. He would, because it'd be in like first down. He takes the knee at the goal line, and we would throw for the girls. But it was just a lot of fun having fun with McKenzie because they're all our friends, you know, whatever. They scored 36 because we were just screwing around. They actually had. Let's see. Dave was throwing. Brittany played for them. They had one of the Eastern block playing, the good one.
Oh wow!
So they, I mean, because their team, half their team wasn't there. I don't know if they couldn't make the second.
Which
game
one's
or
the good Eastern block one?
Harris. The taller one.
They confuse the hell out of me.
Yeah,
but they're good
the one
guys.
With the shorter
like
hair. The one with the shorter hair.
They played in Breakfast Club with us, and we just they're a package. They were like Eastern block out. Eastern block in.
Yeah, we definitely did do that. So
they had to go together because you didn't know which one. Was
that's why honestly just be like, okay, Eastern block in, and then they just go do what Eastern block does.
I'd actually like to take a second and
both
like,
good guys.
Send my condolences to Ferger. You know, a lot of people know him as like the moonshine guy, and it turns out that while he was making us moonshine last week, he burned down his entire
poor
kitchen.
Guy.
What?
Yeah, something went wrong, and I don't know exactly what happened.
He lost, like, all of his appliances.
Yeah, the entire kitchen. There was a huge kitchen fire.
He claim it on his homeowners because he was doing something illegal.
What? Yeah, you just say you were cooking.
Can't you just change your story? Can't you just say
you're cooking? That's called fraud.
Does he have insurance with Geico?
Pardon?
Does he have insurance with Geico?
I don't know who he has insurance with.
So
seeing it like it exists.
So I guess we should have that fundraiser then, Len. But,
whatever.
Yeah, but that sucks. But he usually brings us joy and happiness through liquid reasoning, so it kind of sucks. So.
Oh, this is bad news.
I know.
This is terrible. That's, wow.
It did kind of suck. I just remember halfway being drunk asking him if he learned anything from this, and he said not to do that when the family's home. So he's still got a...
Good Ferger answer.
He's still a good...
Everyone was fine.
He's still got a positive attitude about it, because he's, you know, he just said
it's Ferger.
Like, even in the face of pretty bad shit happening, he's still got a good attitude. I like that.
Yeah.
He can go to the casino, get on a run, and he's got that back in like 45 minutes.
Let's go.
Be kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Put it all in one roulette.
All in black, man.
Let's do this.
Okay.
Gryffindor 42, Sticky Bandits 15. Can anybody stop Joey Bats?
Well, Topper can, apparently.
No.
Topper's won in more divisions this year now.
Well, that's going to be the question right now.
Like, I think Topper's going to win the award at
this point. Well, who is the best MVP in the league? Is it Topper or is it Joey Bats?
Because that's what we're heading for. We can't call it now. It's only week three.
Yes, we can. That's what we do.
We do.
None of this has any meaning if we can't.
Are you new here?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, look. Ryan Puckett Memorial All-Stars win again. And they beat that stupid home tech.
Yeah, you know what helped? B's brother and his plays that he figured out. At least ask him for his plays. Like, steal his playbook or something.
Were awesome.
We should move them down to D6. They suck.
Tesla Punk 69 was helping them.
They're a bunch of liars.
Yes, they are liars.
Phonies.
Home tech, if you're listening, we are mad at you.
Unbelievable.
And we have it in the web poll. B's brother's sad. Please vote for him. We want him to win.
Oh, I don't know how people don't vote for that.
Well, as of right now, it is a tie in first place there.
There's two votes. I think it just went up like 20 minutes ago.
Crap. I didn't vote yet. Everybody
went
on your phone. Come on, everybody on their phones right now. This is the one time you can get on your phones. Please vote for Beast Brother. Only together can we make this possible. UFOs beat the Tammies, but then again, everybody beats the Tammies.
For the record, Beast Brother did when he was sad and we were condoling him. Consoling him? Whatever. I've been drinking. So he asked if he could get in for a few plays with the experience. And of course, we'll let him do it. We've done it in the past. And he just no-showed the game. He was so upset he went home.
I was going to say, why doesn't he play with us next week?
It's not the same.
Like, I mean, I know it's not the
same. He took 7 hours to prep.
We're not going to screw him over like Home Tech did.
That's true. He can definitely play.
Oh my God, you think what I'm thinking?
I think we're playing Collegiate Solar, so B's brother can cover Crack Girl, and it'll be a great day.
Yes. It's supposed to rain on Wednesday.
Are you officially offering the spot to him?
I mean, it's not my spot.
On Wednesday?
I have to speak with Thomas Hughes.
It's raining on Wednesday.
Yeah, okay.
B's brother, Parker's house.
Oh, stop it. I'll be at softball.
Matter of fact,
if it's raining.
You got to go to sleep eventually, girl. Think of it like Freddy Krueger. You got to sleep eventually. And when you do, we'll be there.
I mean, do you want to just come to our softball game and he could do it on the sideline?
That'd be kind of awesome. Yeah. It was, Val, was it you and I that did it? Remember we were talking about guys for Parker and we're like going into this whole. Who was your guy?
You can't knock me out. You can't throw overhand right now.
I don't care. Just because you can't throw overhand doesn't mean I won't knock you out.
Listen.
Is she threatening violence again?
I took out Emily when she got snippy. I can take you out, too.
Parker, seriously?
What?
Slow
she didn't
down.
Get snippy. She got drunk.
Roll. Shouldn't beat people up.
She got snippy afterwards.
Deserve it.
Who? Name one person.
Prim.
Name two people.
God damn it. That's backfired on you like 7 times this weekend.
I wish he was here or not. You know, we need to do like an exclusive. Matter of fact, we need to do a sideline interview this week with...
You know,
Prim and Parker.
I'm sure he's a nice person.
I'm going to play devil's advocate on this guy because people shit on him a lot, and it's rightfully so to a degree because he's kind of a psychopath at times. But when Samantha from our team broke her ankle on the field, he ran over from another field and like helped take care of her and made sure everything was cool. I don't know if he's an EMT or whatever it is.
Because he thought he was going to get it in.
No, that's not a thing. She's a pretty obvious lesbian. So
are we talking about a
that
score?
That does not matter.
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean?
What did she mean? What did you mean that you
probably trying to get with that girl? No. I don't know.
When she broke her ankle, how could
she? She was like crying and pain and can't move.
How do you even work an ankle?
He came over and helped put her together and waited for like the truck to be driven up and like stabilized. He did a good thing. He didn't even like try to put on a single move.
How does that make you feel? He was helpful.
He was very helpful.
I'm sure he's a good person. I don't care for him.
Oh.
He knows why.
No, I'm sure there's reasons.
Joe K knows why or he knows why?
Joe K knows why too.
I know why.
I told you that on Saturday.
I wasn't listening. I was drinking.
Val knows why.
Val why?
I can't say it on the air.
You didn't tell me.
I'll tell you in the car after.
Okay.
No, it's not like airworthy.
It's not.
Okay.
It's a derogative term.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
And I did not appreciate
it. Oh, that's right. He said that cool word that guys should never say unless they really want to get punched in the side, apparently. Or worse. Yeah, I remember that. You're right. My bad.
All right. Well, we're learning things about people, I guess. We've gone through our games.
Did we?
Yeah, we went through all those.
Yes. Well, what did we learn this week? Val? Start with you.
What did I learn?
Yes.
I don't think I'm sorry. I don't know. Skip me past. Go to Rachel first. Slash Parker. You have two personalities.
No, he's
going to
ask her twice. He was going to ask her twice. You ruined it.
Yeah, Val.
I just asked her twice.
Did anybody learn anything?
I learned that Jay-Z and Travis are way better friends than I thought.
See, it's not hard. You're up. Molly, you're next.
True friendship inside and out.
Jesus.
Did you learn Topper was a good quarterback?
I was kind of going to say that, actually.
Well, then say it.
Topper is a good quarterback, except he threw one, like, way over my head, and I saved his ass.
He's Topper. That's going to happen.
Yeah.
Did he throw the ball to you more than you normally get a thrown?
Yes.
Do you think your team needs to sit out? Do you have a text chain?
Yes, we do.
Did you, like, have your feelings, like, did you tell them? No. Why not? Well, can I ask a question? I'm going to ask this to everybody in the room right now. And I'm going to go back to public soap opera because we have this problem as well. When somebody has something to say, why don't, and we all have a little texting, why doesn't somebody just say it? I mean, I'm assuming one person in this room says it. Maybe two. But for the rest of us.
I have a team full of people that say it.
Yeah, like, why don't we just, if you got a problem with your quarterback, why don't you say, hey, dude, why don't you throw me the ball?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question.
Like, is it because you're new to the team, so you don't want to, like, ruffle feathers?
I am new, yes.
But you don't have to be like, hey, a-hole, throw me the effing ball. You'd be like, hey, I'm a really good player. Give me a shot. I think I can help this team. Like, if you said it like that, if you said, hey, Lenny, I'm on your team. I want to see if I can get more passes because I think I can help us. You know what I would say? Okay, let's see what we can do. Do it in a nice way.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I should do that.
Yeah.
I should.
Anybody should do that. If you want the ball more, just ask.
Yeah. Oh, my God. On our team, everybody's like, well, geez, I can't say that this person can't do this because they're going to be all upset. Well, say it in a nice way. Bocci and I had a really great talk after Public Soap Opera lost on Saturday 32-13. And he said things in a very nice way, and so did I. And we hit a lot of – oh, no, that's not him. But
well,
we had a constructive argument, and we talked, and okay. we had things fixed out. So, Val, you know what you're going to say now? I tried to stall as long as I could.
I learned that if there's going to be a dunk tag, to bring a change of clothes. Because I went in it because it got hot. And prior to my going in it, nobody could hit the target.
You got murdered. I remember that.
They went 5 for 5.
Boom, boom, boom.
I got on there.
Wait,
like,
you did have a change of clothes, though, didn't you? You had a long sleeve shirt and pants.
Oh, good Lord.
Later.
They're right.
We had to have a lifeguard on duty when Vale was in there.
Yeah, I brought warm clothes because I always do because I'm always cold.
Warm clothes,
but
yes.
I did have like a long pants, but I was a little warm after that. But,
I'll tell you a funny
yeah.
story about somebody being hot. In the zone right now. So Dave Walter, since he's been back from football, has just been slinging, mm-hmm. and they're doing great. So Nikki, the bartender, got in the dunk tank at one point, and Beesing threw a couple balls, and literally one bounced off the fence, one went over the fence. Topper threw two, and like they went just freaking south. I think one went backwards. All of a sudden, Dave Walter's sitting at a table, and he goes, I got this. He walks over, grabs one ball, whips it, hits the thing, and into the water. She goes. Walter just looks, doesn't even make eye contact with her, walks back to the table. I was like, nice.
Yeah, he was one of the five.
Yeah, he nailed it. Was he? Yeah, he nailed it.
One of the five.
Dave Walter is in a zone right now. Like, that guy should be buying lottery tickets. He should be gambling any way he can. He's in the zone. Okay, Parker, what'd you learn this week?
At the end
of the
day. We
learned that there is a Parker.
Yes.
Yes.
You guys just figured this out?
But people appreciate Rachel more.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Way to end on a good note.
We can leave safe.
Do we have any more topics to go over today?
I don't know. We talked about a bunch of stuff.
We can talk about LVPs and MVPs.
Yeah, that's usually the thing we should go with.
Because the Godfather started this article. So you know the Godfather guy who writes all that stuff?
I don't know him. I just know he lives
in
Des Moines,
Iowa. Yeah, he does MVPs for
Gavin.
The week and LVPs for the week. So who were your MVPs and LVPs?
Topper's got to be MVPs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 He was 2-1.
That's a unanimous MVP. He did.
Yeah.
Val LVP?
Josie.
Oh, I feel like he won.
Oh my gosh.
Not in my book.
That's valid. That is valid.
Parker, LVP, MVP, who do you think?
I think, well, I'd say Jeff put in a good run for our team, but I definitely think Topper killed it.
Jeff
Easton. Easton.
Yeah.
He had a couple of good games today. It was Saturday.
LVP. Yeah, I have to go with Jay-Z.
Oh, wow. Boy.
I mean, that left a mark.
I think it's the most valuable. I think he's the most valuable player. Like,
how is that valuable?
To him?
We can't watch how we talk.
Time out. How would you feel if he did that to you?
Don't watch the line.
I'd probably be at least half hard.
Okay. Molly Morgan, MVPs, LVPs, what do you say?
I definitely say top for MVP.
Nice.
Yes.
Do you think Alex is going to be talking to you after this podcast?
And
we're gonna find out if he listens to it.
Yeah. And LVP, I don't know. I really don't know.
You got to pick somebody.
All right.
It's like F, Mary, kill.
Jesus. Okay. Now I feel like how you felt before.
Yeah, it's a tough question, but you have to answer.
I know.
It's okay.
There was a lot of people that were really bad this week.
I know. I didn't watch a lot of the games though. I like played a bunch and then I went to go drink for a while.
Was there somebody at the bar that was an LVP? I can think of a socially dysfunctional guy who always is really doing bad after the game.
Hey, bud.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
No.
No.
I'm not gonna say that.
Just do it.
It's okay. Sometimes things are negative, and that's all right.
Hi.
Okay. I'll say Jay is an LVP.
Okay. Yeah. Wait to get out there. Should we, are we going to get a call in like 4 hours where we're going to have to censor that?
No.
No.
We're not censoring anything.
Wait, who's Jay?
Jason J. Like tattoos.
Oh, okay.
Jade German.
Yeah. Oh.
Because he went home and showered and then came back to hang out with us.
Right?
Other, yeah, and other reasons.
All right. There he is.
There you go.
Wow. Look at the, look at Vale's look at that bicep. Vale's like, what's going on over there? Wow.
It's a picture from the Toppers Sports Facebook page.
We got to put that on the front page of the website. That's pretty awesome.
The sad part is I actually took the picture.
Me, Wikey. Like, look at her. Look at the look in her eyes.
Sitting right there, yeah.
No, I was flexing behind her, but you can't see it. Cause
is Taylor about to backhand Big Paulie?
Yeah, yeah. It looks like
probably.
Or Jay-Z. I can't tell. She's about to smack somebody.
Paulie's like staring down the veil.
Can't tell where Jay-Z's body is, though. You definitely see his profile, though.
She's backhanding somebody. I just can't tell. Joe K, LVP, MVP?
MVP, I've already preached about Topper that he should be MVP. I'll give a shout-out to Nice and Positive Gordon. It's very weird seeing him at the field the whole day, but he was there, and that made everything go smooth for me. For LVPs, we got, let's see, I already went over Home Tech and how they're all a bunch of losers, so that might be every week for right now. There was some other ones. Oh, Garrett Beesing, I think he's an LVP because when you get a really pretty girl on a silver platter and you still don't want to get her number,
yeah,
that's your problem, pal.
Did you see what Topper did?
No, I didn't.
Topper holds up his phone and says, look.
Oh, yeah, I was there for that. You're right.
Oh, my God.
So I won't spit out too many names, but come on. Yeah. That's just terrible. I had another LVP. I couldn't remember who it was. I guess Travis, besides the referee scandal and the bar scandals, that was a rough day. Mason Lee's lost too. I had one other one. I can't think of who it is though. So I guess they don't matter.
I like that you had one MVP and four LVP.
Yeah,
it was positive.
Lenny said it right away. It was not the world's greatest week for winners.
No,
the winners were winners. Topper had
a
great day.
Interesting week.
Daryl had a great day because he actually showed up and they won a game.
And Daryl just made it rain.
Right?
Made it rain. I mean, there's somebody who made it rain. I mean, talk about somebody there's the quiet ones that when they drink, you got to watch them. I maintain that one of the funniest people in this league is Kristen Daniels when she's drinking.
Yes.
That girl just turns into, like, she flips a switch. At one point, like, I was like, oh, Kristen, so nice to see you. And she's always like, oh, hi, very polite girl. But when that girl starts drinking, she makes you laugh.
That's right. My other
she'll fight anybody.
My other LVP was Ferger's Kitchen. I forgot about that.
Oh.
Too soon. Too soon.
Oh. And I guess MVP, I think I'm definitely going to go with the Topper this week.
Big Topper week.
Yeah. And honestly...
and he bought $100 worth of meats for everybody at the end.
That was awesome. Topper is always instrumental in getting the dunk tank. We weren't going to get it. Topper said, let's do it. It was all Topper stuff.
There's a whole bunch of MVPs there, too. Everybody who got into the dunk tank. There's been some times we've had the dunk tank out, and it's been a decently warm day out, and nobody gets in.
Yeah.
So a lot of people were in and out, and everybody was having a good time with that. Yeah. So.
And, I mean, let's be honest, it goes without saying. I mean, Home Tech had a really, really bad week. And even though he doesn't get an LVP, I just feel bad for Bees Brother. I mean, it was funny because I don't know if I told you this or not. Jermaine and I had a bet. And we didn't bet anything on his end, but he told me, I think you were there, and I quote, and I said, listen, if Bees Brother gets 50 points, he said I could erect a bronze statue of Bees Brother and put it on his front lawn. And Bees Brother never got to play. How awesome would that? I am not lying. I think I told JK this. I would have walked up to Home Tech and handed him $1,000 just so I could make a bronze statue of Bees Brother and put it on his lawn for a year.
Do that anyway.
That would be funny.
If you make a bronze statue of Bees Brother, you can put it on my front lawn.
Can I tell you a funny story? And we never did this.
It's got to be like obscenely large.
Mikey W. emails me out of the blue, I want to say, 3 seasons ago. There's this wood company that makes statues of people.
Yes.
I looked into making a statue of Bees Brother, and I was going to put it in concrete by field 3 in the tree line. And we were going to throw like a velvet rope and a cape over it and unveil it.
We did that. We looked into Bees Brother action figures.
Did you ever see the touchdown Jesus at Notre Dame? He was going to be like touchdown Jesus.
The 18-foot Bees Brother inflatable wanted to get made.
I'm still a big fan of the inflatable. The parade size balloon.
Yes.
Big fan. Big fan.
I don't know how the Angry Buffalo would have reacted to a wood statue of Bees Brother, like holding his hands out like touching on Jesus.
Oh, now, by the way, this did just recently pop up. You go on the internets from time to time, right?
Maybe once a week.
Okay, it's on the magic computer box. It's the special thing, you know? So they got this video is kind of going around right now. It's all these blow-up dolls filled with helium flying into the sky. Just pranks that guys do. I wonder how much it would cost to get a bunch of inflatable blow-up Bees Brothers that are like, you know, 3, 4, 5 foot high and just fill them with helium and release Bees Brothers into
really
the air.
Really quickly, on a potentially unrelated note, when is Ramirez's birthday?
Oh, that's a good question.
Facebook.
Well, a couple years ago, we just randomly announced it one weekend. I'll never forget that one.
That would be interesting. I like this Bee's Brother inflatable helium idea.
Yeah, man.
We could fill a banquet hall up with them.
Well, wouldn't be the first
time. I did that to a friend many, like 20 years ago, like back in the college days and stuff. One day, he went out drinking and got hammered, and we filled his entire bedroom up with helium balloons. So he couldn't even open the door, and when he did, like balloons just flew out everywhere.
How many balloons was that?
Oh, my God, it had to be 1,000. I had like 18 people blowing them up.
Really?
Yeah, we had like machines, and we were just like, psh, and just put them all in there. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
I wonder how much it costs to get someone's face on a balloon.
I think we can find out.
You know what I mean?
We've done stupid things.
I mean, one balloon for every chair at the banquet. Bee's Brother.
Everywhere. Wish, you know, I always say, you know, like how they have those, like, that all 22 and some of the... One day I just want to get a video camera and go behind the scenes. I think you guys would laugh if you literally saw or, like, participated in the conversations Topper and I have about stupid things we're
we
gonna
did
do.
It for, like, yeah, 3 hours.
It is so much fun.
It's the
best. The ideas that we throw back and forth. Like I said, the funniest idea ever is when I had to call the airport to see if we could drop somebody out of an airplane onto Field 1 in a double parachute. And they're like, no, because they're on a flight plan. But I called them to find out.
Flight path.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah, that would have been amazing.
And then there was another idea about dropping a helicopter, but they just won't let us do it.
Why were there so many games that were like forfeit this week? Did they get moved?
Well, this guy can't play, and Sekaterski had a little bit of a wedding thing. And
really? No?
Yeah. And he called off on Thursday, and then other people, you know, like, you know, and I'll tell you what, one thing I'll give Public Soap Opera some credit for, we played without Cole, Paul Johnson, and Jake, and instead of just saying, we're going to reschedule, we played the damn game. We have a new team policy, don't ask us to reschedule because we're not. We're going to play you whether we have everybody or we have nobody. We played you without our quarterback and two other players, and we don't care.
Right. That's
like,
cool.
Quit rescheduling. Like, okay, there's 48 teams make the freaking playoffs, and there's 54 in the league.
Yeah, well, you had the preseason to figure out what games you
need. Thank you. Exactly. Thank you very much. So, you know what? Sometimes you're not going to have your players. Well, you get other players. Now you can get a sub-quarterback.
I just had this argument this weekend. It was, we're all going to be in Ellicottville, so we should see if we can move the game. I go, no, we're not doing that.
Ellicottville put that date out months ago.
Yeah, just the people I deal with sometimes. It's whatever.
You know what? You're going to lose some games without your people.
Yeah,
so what? Everybody does it. We did it. Now next week you're going to do it. And that's it. All right, we're going late. Final thoughts. We'll go left to right. Val, what do you got?
At the end of the day...
I don't know. I had a great time. This was like my first week that I was there for the duration. And it was a great week. We had great weather, a little warm, but I think there was really like not a whole lot of drama going on. So
until the end. Can you tell the story real quick? How you didn't get to order food at the end of the day?
What?
Didn't?
What?
Really?
Do you have a bunch of pictures of this?
I have one. No, we were at Wendy's because four people in the car wanted to go to Wendy's. So everyone was just going to order there, and three people ordered, and then our driver, who will remain nameless, said, okay, thanks, bye, and we just left and, like, pulled up to the other window. So I was like, oh, okay. So I got Mighty Taco, though. I still did get food, just somewhere else. It was still delightful, and I did not have to drive home, so no complaints.
Anybody take an Uber home yet from there?
Not that I'm aware of.
I don't think so.
So are we still making mistakes, even though we have ways not to?
No.
I guess.
No. We had six people.
Yeah,
And I still maintain it's only a matter of time before we're going to turn 627 Top into an Uber line. Because I really don't drink anymore, so me and B's brother are going to pick you up with dashboard cam, and we're going to throw you in my truck, and we're going to drive you home. But we're going to have you sign forms so we can ask you questions.
So you're going to drive people home with B's brother?
Yes, and we're going to put it on dashboard cam.
We're going to call this Goober, then.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. But you got to sign off that we can ask you anything we want, so you can't say, I'm not answering any questions, I'm not looking at you, Molly Morgan.
I told you it was free, you free time today.
Well, I didn't ask you the questions.
I know you didn't.
So go ahead. She wants you to right now. We got a little bit more time.
Maybe I'll do it another day.
Oh, you pussy.
No, I don't want to answer the questions. We're not going to end on a good note. I do have a couple questions I want to ask her. Maybe
just one.
Day.
Just one. Come on, Len. You're building up too much.
At the end of the day.
I don't know. Miss Parker?
Yes?
Final thoughts?
I agree with Val. It was a lot of fun this week. There wasn't a lot of drama, which was nice. And everybody had fun. It was fun to hang out at the bar after, and everybody had a good time.
In a weird kind of way, are you saying that you're happy you're not in a McKenzie agency because there's no drama now?
No comment?
That's super yes.
Yes.
No, there was a lot of drama. I love everybody on that team.
Sure.
Minus Prim.
Still kind of
But
funny.
There was a lot of bickering.
I'm going to ask you flat out. Prim leaves. He goes and moves to North Dakota. For the spring. They ask you to come back, do you?
Spring. Sure.
Okay.
I don't see why not.
What if Shredders asked you to?
What if Shredders asked me what? They're in D4.
What if Tommy Hughes asked you to?
Mm-hmm. I mean, Joe K told me.
F, Mary, kill, Shredders, Tommy Hughes, the McKenzie agency. And go.
I would have to kill Mackenzie. Sorry. I love them to death. I do. But if I'm
apparently.
Wasting... But here's the thing. If I'm wasting... So Saturday's my day with my daughter. If I'm spending that time away from my child, I better be having fun, and I better not be miserable.
Does your daughter know any of our storylines in the league?
Not yet.
Like, she doesn't ever, like, you know, never talk about football when you come home. Like, I mean, I'm assuming when you got home, you're distraught about the Bees Brother thing as much as we were. Like, honestly, like, do you see your daughter say, I love you, and it's nice to see you, and then all of a sudden she goes, oh, Mommy, how was football? And you go, you're never going to believe what happened to Bees Brother.
No, she asked me to come to football, but I don't. I won't bring her. Not that I won't bring her, but last week was... I have brought her before, yeah. But last week was super hot, and I didn't want her to get sick or with the heat, like, wanted her home by the pool.
Okay, so it's more like it's like a well-being thing. It's not like you're embarrassed to your friends.
No, absolutely. No, absolutely not. She met Travis and Val at Chelsea's grad party. She loves
her
Molly.
Her daughter loves me.
She knows Joke.
How awesome would it be? Brother.
No. Not yet.
No.
Can you imagine if Travis was in one of his moves and he was all sad and stuff and like your daughter came over and told me he was a bad quarterback or something?
That would hurt my feelings.
Did I ever tell you? I think I've told the story
$5.
About. Did I ever tell you the funniest kid story ever? It was back in the day. Topper was dating this girl. I don't remember her name, but she's not in the league anymore.
Julie?
No. Somebody. And she had a daughter. And the daughter walked up one day to Ron K from Ace and said, "Are you my daddy?" Because like, Topper talked her into doing it.
Oh God, even better.
So Ron K just literally looked, you know, like it was one of those things. Like I don't know, you know, like.
Poor Ron.
I thought he was going to die.
Still
he had this look on
MVP.
It like, really? Only you would do that. So, Molly Morgan, final thoughts?
I had a really fun day on Saturday. Yeah. It sucked that we lost our first game to Hope and Ruin, but it was close, so it was a good game. But I had a lot of fun at the bar, and it was nice that it was a good, like, a warm day. It was really hot, but...
You ain't kidding there.
I'd rather have that than, like, snowing and freezing. Like
next week, probably.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be 61 and raining. It's going to be magical.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm so excited. DJ Jimmy, what are you saying?
Coming up this next week, a few games I just want to encourage people to take a look for. That's going to be 10 o'clock replacements in Angry Buffalo. The 11 o'clock time slot, look out for that Maddie's Angels Hung Buffalo game. The 12 noon. I'm going double up on that one with Maddie's Angels and Come From Behind. At 1 o'clock, we got a little switcheroo here. I'm picking Bullet Club and A&A. Definitely stop by and check that one out.
Game of the year.
That might be a shit show.
2 o'clock game, Gryffindor and A&A. We need to see what happens there if the streak continues. And at 3 o'clock, there's only two scheduled games right now, but I'm going to stand by my words and say watch for the unscheduled game of the week.
Makeup game
that will
of the week
take
here.
Place right there. Not necessarily the makeup game of the week, but the unscheduled game of the week. It may even be a exhibition. We'll see what happens.
Will Bee's brother be in it? Is there something going on that I don't know about?
I don't know. How is there something that you don't know about and I don't know about it?
Yeah.
I have no idea now.
Joke, what do you say?
I'm slightly scared. Kind of like Val. Like, this is my first week where, like, I was hanging out for a while and didn't have to take off or miss it completely. It was great just hanging out with everybody again and just sweating next to each other. What? You're whispering something.
You mentioned John Bull.
I mean,
4 o'clock game.
The 4 o'clock game, because we're not legally allowed to say DB4. I believe the date is now like October 14th.
At the end of the day.
Some people couldn't do it on the original date.
You guys better make
it
official, because I heard people keep saying the 28th and they were yelling.
Well, no, the 28th was 28th is what we were saying, but I guess people are having, like people from the league are having their Halloween parties.
Have, like, other friends.
They have their Halloween parties that day.
Yeah.
It's the craziest thing. But
really?
A lot of people are trying to throw their Halloween party that day, and, you know, they won't be able to participate in Drunk Bowl and all that stuff. Plus, it doesn't matter because the 4 o'clock game, whatever. You can't legally say it. I can't. Fair enough. But 14th works out anyway because at 3 o'clock, Tommy Hughes plays Dave Walter's team anyways, and that's kind of how this whole thing became.
Pre-rec.
Yeah, it's basically like the exhibition before the exhibition. So, yeah, if you want to be in the 4 o'clock game where we may or may not drink alcohol on the field.
Have we established captains and all that other good stuff? Or
I thought, Tommy.
Did we pick a theme?
I thought it was you and Dave.
Tony, yeah, apparently I'm one of them now. I don't know how that happened, but.
Yeah, it's you and Dave.
Did you pick a theme?
Me and Dave.
I think theme is just costumes.
It's going to be costumes,
right?
but it's going to have to be like lighter costumes and darker costumes or something. Cause
I like my idea.
It's got to be.
That was the
less
whole point of the costumes, is that you could differentiate teams.
I had the best idea ever.
No, we're not doing Bloods versus Crips, man. Like, I get
awesome.
It, but I don't think you get it.
No, you don't get it. Suburbanite white people in Clarence depicting the greatest gang battle of all time would have been hysterical.
You know that we're not all that, right?
Well, it would have been awesome.
There's a guy here.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Good, how you doing?
Hey.
Just came to see what you guys do. I live upstairs.
Oh, hey. Hi, what's up, upstairs guy?
Just upstairs guy.
What's your name, upstairs guy?
Greg.
Hi, Greg. Nice to meet you. I'm Joe K.
Nice to meet you all. How you doing?
Hey. Hi, Greg.
This is something. I wasn't ready for this.
I do have to say, though, a special thank you to Val for coming back down here. Out of all the ladies that have shown up for the show, she's shown up more than most other guests. She's becoming a regular. It's good to have her down.
I guess we should cut another new intro. All right. Well, with that said, I don't have anything else for my final thoughts. So, Lenny, what do you have to end with, man?
I've got nothing.
Tell Home Tech that they're out of the league.
Home Tech, you suck.
We're training them to Mile.
We'll see you Saturday. Yeah. I'm saddened to hear that the Mile's never going to come on our podcast. I guess we got email.
I wouldn't say never, but he didn't show that he wanted to be a part of it, which is unfortunate, because I think that would be a really good episode, even though he thinks we're just out to, like, F with him.
Yep.
But that's not the case at all.
If you see
but
he officially declined, though?
He did. He did. He told me in a...
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, it kind of stinks, but...
Now we're sad.
Who knows? Maybe we'll get it one day. I still think it'd be a good thing just for community sports, just to have a chat.
Yeah.
Thanks to Val. Thanks to Molly. Thanks to Rachel Ann Parker. It was nice seeing DJ Tommy. Very rare. You know, usually I say goodbye and we'll see you sometime else, but I think we just scratched the surface here. I think we need to do this again. I get a bunch more questions, but we have not enough time, so we will do this again. Maybe Molly won't be here, but Parker, you're definitely coming back.
No, I'm totally I thought I was the one that you had all the questions for, so
he did already kill you.
Bring it on.
Yeah. Well, you got killed for a reason.
I told you it was a free game.
And on
okay,
that
Lenny,
note,
I won't answer any of your questions.
See you Saturday.
DJP. This is what you get when you piss me off. Fuck you, you motherfucking zoo. Fuck you, you hating ass fool. Fuck you, bitch, you ain't fucking cool. Fuck you, fuck you.
This is Katie Keller coming at you live to close out the podcast once again. Stay tuned for our Katie Keller special coming up in a few weeks with B's brother.
Always thought it was me, not you. Drove myself crazy, always feeling blue. Friends telling me I'm a psycho fool, cause I'm obsessed with a fucking two. You gotta get moving on. Shit, those feelings, yo, they gotta be gone. You're way too goddamn strong. Sit back and listen to the fuck you songs. Obsessed, you lost your fucking mind over an ugly motherfucker.
What it be, TSL Universe? This your good friend, B's brother. Welcome to Extremely Deep Thoughts with B's brother.
I think the mistake a lot of us make is thinking the state of pointed strength is our friend.